You'll find it deep at the beginning, but slowly, slowly, as we go through step by step, it'll begin clearing up. By Miketz. This is the last Shem Miketz. Mr. Shem, next Shem, Reza Hashem, we'll begin by Yigash. Okay, let's begin with a few questions. So the famous Medrash Bereshis Rabba says on this pasuk, quotes a pasuk in Erev that says, "Kates." What does he mean by "Vayimi Kates"? The pasuk says in Erev, "Kates some lechoshech." Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts an end to the choshech. Zman nasan loyilam kama shanim yaseh ba'feila. How many years should we be in the dark? So what does this mean? What's the shaychus of choshech over here to Mitzrayim? The sun didn't shine in Mitzrayim. Where's the darkness in Mitzrayim? Why is there a Kates on lechoshech? What's it going to do, Pashas me Kates? And then, if you look at the first Rashi's in the parasha, v'hinei oimed ala ya'or, so Rashi teaches us a geography lesson. A geography lesson in Egypt. Kol shana oras, I'm not called ya'or, chutz mi nilos, besides the Nile, v'pnei shekol oretz asuyim, ya'orim, ya'orim, v'diyodom, man-made canals going through Mitzrayim, v'in nilos oile besoicha, u'mashke oisom, and the nilos waters them, sends all the water through the canals through Mitzrayim. The fish ain't geshamim yeridim in Mitzrayim. Todik gesharot says, because really Mitzrayim doesn't have much rainfall. Thank you for the geography lesson. Who's interested in how many canals there are in Mitzrayim? How does this begin? How does this hakdama to the whole all the Yesodos and Pashas Niketz by teaching us that the rain doesn't fall in Mitzrayim and the Nile feeds all these yorim yorim. And we know that Yosef HaTzadik was jailed for 2 years beyond the time he was supposed to be released. That's the Miketz Shnasayim Yomim, and you all know why. The Medrash Tanchuma says, why was it 2 years added on to Yosef? Because he put his trust in exactly in the Sarah Mashkin. Because he said, Kim Zacharatani, Zacharatani, so therefore he sat in prison in jail for 2 extra years. Now, again, why does this begin? Why does our Parsha Vayimi Kates begin with this sort of gnus about Yosef HaTzadik that sort of is mashma, he didn't have enough bitachon or whatever? So why does the Parsha begin with Shnasayim, with the end of these 2 years that Yosef stayed extra in jail because of his lack of bitachon? It's not a very nice way of beginning a Parsha. This Parsha is actually going to bring about Yosef's aliyah. He's going to become from an Eved in Parshas Vayeshev to a Melech. So why does it begin with Yosef? Why Yosef was sat in jail? And Bechlal, you know, all the Mepharshim ask that Lechora, you can ask, why did Yosef sat in jail? Because he asked the Psar Mashkim, isn't there a chiyuv to make a shtadlus? Ein soimchin al anes. You've all heard of these questions. Why wasn't the asking the Psar Mashkim a standard, his shtadlus that every Jew has to make and not to rely on miracles? Why was there a tviyah, a claim against Yosef for asking him? What's the seven fat cows and the seven thin cows as we asked yesterday, etc.? These are the questions. Now, in order to understand the question, in order to bring us to this yisod, I want to share with you two big yisodas that are discussed in the Sifrei Chassidut based on the yisodas of the Baal Shem Tov that he was Megal. And the first is a tremendous yisod about how to look at the Bria and every single Nivra within the Bria. And these yisodas, he's elaborated, if you look up in the Sefer Tanya and the second Chelek in Shayichud V'Emunah, where he elaborates on these Yisoidas, which are Yisoidas in Emunah that all of us have to know, and then we're going to discuss it and we'll see how appropriate it is to this parasha. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Kuf Yotes, in the Lamed, Lo'olam Hashem Dvorcha Nitzav Bashamayim. Lo'olam Havaya Dvorcha Nitzav Bashamayim. Which the Baal Shem Tov explained to mean that the same Koyach, the same chios that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria with in the first place, that very same chios is still being mechaya the Bria every single second. Which means that every Nivra, or the whole Bria in general, only lasts for 1 second. And then every second is a completely new Bria, as we say, HaMachadosh V'tuveh B'chol Yoyim Tomit. Because the Olam Hashem Dvorcha Nitzav B'Shamayim, the very same Asorah Mamoras that the Bria was created with in the first place, are constantly within the Bria, recreating the Bria every single second. So the Bria and every Nivra only lasts for 1 second. That's Yisod number one. Have we ever discussed this Yisod? Not sure. But the pasuk says, La'olam havaya Hashem dvarcha nitzah b'shamayim. And therefore, to explain, to understand the depth of this pasuk, is we have to look into another yisod that the Sifrei Baal Shem Tov revealed to us, and that is the difference between the Shem Yudke Vavke and the Shem Elokim, which is also based on a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki Shemesh Umogain Havaya Hashem Elokim. The Yudke Vavke and the Shem Elokim are compared to the Shemesh and the Mogain. We all know that there's a sun, and around the sun there is a what? An arctic, which is like a bag, which sort of minimizes the aura of the sun. That is the Yudke Vavke and the Shem Elokim. The Yudke Vavke is the Shemesh, is the sun, is the Bechina of the Makar of the aura. And the Shem Elokim is that which minimizes the aura. It hides the aura. It's a levush around the aura that doesn't let the aura shine, the light shine in its full koyach, in its full potential. That's the pshat, ki Shemesh u'mogein havaya elikim. The havaya is the Shemesh and the mogein is elikim. So therefore, let's go back to the lo'olam Hashem dvarach ha'nitzah b'shamayim. The yudke vavke is the or. The yudke vavke, as we'll see, is the chiyus, is the chayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaya the bria every second. But we don't see that or, we don't see that chiyus. Do you know why? Because there's a Shem elikim around, blocking, hiding like a levush, which minimizes, doesn't enable us, prevents us from appreciating and seeing that the bria is becoming is nischadish every single rega. These are the two yesaidas. Lo'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzah b'shamayim, is being recreated every second, and the difference, the contrast between yudke vavke and elikim. Let me explain this better to you. Let's make this much clearer. Let's begin explaining it clearer with a famous Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. And it's worth reading the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where he gives us a beautiful history lesson of the origins of Avodah Zarah. People weren't so stupid to believe in Avodah Zarah at first. It was a long drawn out process of eventually believing in Avodah Zarah. Says the Rambam, the mistake of the rich we have to be mishabeach to praise. In other words, all the external factors in the bria, we've got to praise those as well. Even though they appreciated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the original creator of the world, but they said that the things that lead the world, the things of the Hanhoga, the factors, the external factors in the Bria that lead the world, that they are the Hanhogas of Teva, we have to praise those as well. And then they started building to the sacrificing korbanos to the stars. I'm reading out, V'achar kach she'olcho ha'yomim omdu b'nei Adam nevi'esheke v'omru she'okeil tziba v'omru lev ibdu koich ha'ploini. Nevi'esheke started coming and saying that Hashem said you got to bow down and serve and sacrifice korbanos to stars. U'miskabtzim u'mishtachivim lem v'oimim l'chol ha'om. Listen to these words. She'zu ha'tzura meitiva u'meiria. Eventually they started believing that it is actually these external factors that are mashpia in the Bria. That was the origin of the mistake of Avodah Zarah. Originally they appreciated that there's a Pnim, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Yudke Vavke, and then there's another Kim. There's external factors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Shluchim, has his miseries. The sun allows fruits to grow, the rain allows fruits to grow. There's a lot of things in the Bria. The Bria is an accumulation of things that allow growth, Shmicha, Parnasa, etc. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia to them. They are only in miseries, they are bottled to Hashem. But eventually people started believing that these external factors, the sun and the moon and the stars, are in fact the makar of the hashpah. They themselves are the koyach to be metiva or meiria. That's how kafira, that's how Avodah Zarah, these are the origins of kafira and of Avodah Zarah. Clear? In other words, it was the Shem Elokim that hid the same Yudke Vavke that allowed these Koyfrim to believe and to publicly preach what they believe. Because the Elokim, the Shem Elokim, hides the showing, the direct Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria.
that a kin hides it, and therefore we know that idol worshippers are called Masaratem Avadatem Elohim Acherim. The shame Elohim is the shame that allows people to preach Kfira. If the Yudke Vovke would prevail without the shame Elohim, as it will be Liosid Lavoi, so then there's no hiding. Then everybody sees the direct Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every Nivra and in the whole Bria. The shame Elohim is the shame that hides it and allows for these Koyfrim to preach their Avodah Zarah. Let's explain the same Yisod in different words. The Pasuk says in Dvorim, when describing the Mon, says the Pasuk there in Parshas Ekev, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel, Vayamcho vayarivecho vayachilcho es Amon, asher lo yedato, man doesn't live on the bread. What's this pasuk telling us? Can anybody find a comparison in this pasuk to the Yisod we've just been saying? Yes. When we eat bread, it's not the wheat, it's not the sugar, it's not the flour. That's not the shoresh that keeps us alive. Hashem in his direct hashkocha is being mechayas, but that koyach of yudke vodke is hidden in the external factors that are called wheat, that are called nutrition. These are all external names, but they're all names for what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechayas, and these are all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shluchim. But really it's not the piece of bread. And we'll soon prove it that it's not the essence, the piece of bread, but it's the Pi Hashem, it's the Yudke Vovke that's hidden within the bread, that's Mechayaf Kol Rega Verega. So do you understand how this is another way of explaining the Yisod? It's identical Yisod. There's the Nautik, there's the external factors, but then there's the Hashem Yudke Vovke that's hidden inside. And it's that Yudke Vovke that's hidden inside that is really Mechayaf, that is really Mashkiach, a direct Hashkocha to all of us. That was the secret of the mon. The mon. There wasn't much quantity of food in the mon. And yet they ate the mon and they were satisfied. How could they eat the mon and be satisfied if there was hardly anything there? In terms of kamut, of quantity. But the answer is, do you know what the mon was? The mon was the yutke vodke with a very thin and fine external shell. And there was almost no shell there. There was almost no elikim there. It was almost just the actual chiyus of Hashem without the external factors. Today, we have a thick layer of the external factors. Then there was a very thin layer that was called the mon. But the ikkar, we almost had a direct kesher with the chiyus of Hashem that was machayas, and that's how we survived in the mon, and that's how we were even satisfied when we ate the mon. The mon was sort of say to go straight to the point, to go straight to the chiyus of the ki without the external factors. It's like going straight to the Havaya without the Elikim, straight to the Shemesh without the Narutik. And the same was in the Beis HaMikdash, where they ate from the Lechem upon him. How much did each coin get from the Lechem upon him? Very little. And yet they were always full. Right? In good times of the Beis HaMikdash, they were always full. Why were they full? Because the Beis HaMikdash was like a Bechina, as we'll soon explain. The Shulchan was like a Bechina of the Mon, as we'll soon explain. And therefore, just like the Mon, they didn't need to eat quantity. So too in the Beis HaMikdash, they saw straight to the direct Hashkocha, they saw straight to the Yudke Vovke, and therefore the little bit they had to eat already satisfied them, because they went directly to the Moitza Pi Hashem Yechia Odom, without having to go through so much the Loya Lechem about the Yechia Odom. This Yisod goes even deeper. Sometimes it's possible to feel the Pi Hashem without eating at all. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim Mem Yom and Mem Laila and survived according to some Rishonim Al Pi Teva. How can you survive Al Pi Teva without eating bread? Because Al Pi Teva, what's really Mechaya a person when he eats the bread? The Pi Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was hearing the Pi Hashem in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights. And therefore sometimes we don't even have to eat the mon. If you go straight to the Pi Hashem without any coating, without any external shell, then you get that same chios without any food whatsoever. We also experience that once a year. And what day? Excellent, on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur we don't eat, but the shorish of Yom Kippur is that we're on such a high madrega on Yom Kippur, like the Malachim, on such a high madrega, that we get to this dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows us, that's nourishing to us even without eating. And therefore it's not a coincidence that the whole sugya, all that gathered to Gemara is about the mon, are in which Masechta? Masechet Yuma. In which Perek? In the parak, the last parak, that is Yom HaKippurim Osa Bachila B'Shtiya. The parak that discusses the laws of the Tzom of Yom HaKippurim, that's what we discuss the Mon. Because it's all the same Yesod. It's even a step deeper than the Mon. By the Mon they still ate a little bit. There was still somewhat of a coating around the Pi Hashem. But in Kippur it's without any coating whatsoever. It's directly with the Pi Hashem. These are the different levels. So therefore the more ruchni a person is, the more he sees straight to the Pi Hashem, the more he's satisfied without a lot, without an abundance. The less of the Pi Hashem, the more he has to eat in order to be satisfied. Who can give me a parallel with something very similar but not in food? Eizeh ha'asher ha'sameach b'chelkoi. One Jew feels very wealthy even though he's got very little. Why? Because he feels that he's got everything. He feels the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore with a tiny bit, just like the mon, with a tiny bit he already felt satisfied. With a tiny bit of nechasim, he felt as if he's got everything. Because he always sees the Pi Hashem in the Hashpah. He feels the direct Hashpah. Even if he gets $100 a month, but the tzaddik feels that this $100 fell from Shemayim. He feels the direct Hashpah. He doesn't see the coating around the teva. My boss gave it to me and I earned it because I worked overtime and I thought of a good pretend. I thought of a this and that. I thought of a good idea and he paid me a bit extra. He doesn't see all the middle. He doesn't see the sun and the stars and the moon that causes the growth. He doesn't see all the middle aspect, the middle sections. He sees straight from the direct Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore with a minimal, he's already Savea, he's already Sameach Mechelke. So is this Yisod absolutely clear now? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Yisod. That's the Olam Hashem Dvorcha Nitzav Hashemayim. That's the Shem Hashem Mogein Hashem Elikim. That's part one. The summary of part one is that the Pi Hashem that created the Bria, that's creating the Bria, is still indeed remains and always will remain the Shoresh of all Hashpahs to us. Even Hashpahs Gashmiyos are all the Pi Hashem, and the Gashmiyos stick a part of the Hashpah that's all a shell, that's all a coating, that's all a Nartik, that's all the same Elikim. People look at the Nartik, they become Odav Yizorah. The Nartik is the Elikim and they become Elohim Acherim. They serve Elohim Acherim. We have to look straight at the Yudke Vodke and then we see the direct Hashpah, and then with the minimal of the minimal we're satisfied and we feel we have everything because we have the direct Hashpah. How we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct Hashpah to us. Let's turn now to part two. This Hashpah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Mashpia to us, the direct Hashpah, it's not called Shefa, it's called Or. And this is also explained in Shayichud Vemunah in the second Chelek of Tanya, where he says that Oisoi Chios HaMechaya V'Hashifea L'Chor HaNivron. This Hashpah, this direct Hashkocha Hashpah that Hashem sends down to us is Nikra B'Shem Or, it's called an Or. And the Tzemach Tzedek explains in Derech Mitzvah Secha, who's the grandson of the Baal HaTanya, the reason why we call it Or and not Hashpah is because what's so unique about an Or? What's so unique about an Or is that you can, from one little candle, how many candles can you light? As many as you want, it's never ending. It's called Or Ein Soif. Or Ein Soif, it's never ending. Therefore the Hashpah, the direct Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Or, because it's Ein Soif. Shefa, Hashpah, is usually used for somebody who, when I am Hashpia to you, I am now missing out on what I've just given you. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashpia to us, he still has Sholem as he always was, and he always is, and he always will be. So therefore this hashpah that comes down to us is called Or.
And that explains us a lot of things. That explains us, number one, why we know in Krishna
we talk about getting hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all talking about hashpah. What's the bracha that precedes the hashpah that's discussed in Krishna? Yotzer or Borei Choshech. And we end the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hama Oirois. Because there's R, and there's, but at the beginning there's also Choshech. Sometimes we don't see the Hashpah. We don't see the direct Hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we work through and prepare ourselves for Krishna, we end the bracha by saying, Yotzer Hamoy Rois. It's all R. It's all R. It's all Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're ready to proceed with Krishna, appreciating that even when it rains, and even when it's Vasafta the Ganecha, it's all the Nasati Esev Vasadcha. It's a direct spark that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the R. And therefore there's something fascinating and something beautiful. If we turn to Parshas Truma, we see that the way the Shulchan and the Menorah were positioned was in Perek Chofei Pasuk Lamed Zayin, the menorah, the light of the menorah was shining somewhere. Where was it shining to? Says the Rashbam on Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vasisa menorah leheir al hashulchan. Could exhibit it's a menorah noichach hashulchan. And so he says in the Pasuk Beheir al Eve Paneh, says the Rasbam, Yad lekapsilas el Eve mula menorah shezeu litzad ha-shulchan shekenegdei kedeksiris ha-menorah noichach ha-shulchan. Guys, this is mamish beautiful. Torah's Nesukim Mitvash. The menorah was made in a way where the light of the menorah would shine onto the shulchan. The or would shine onto the shulchan. Why? Because we said before the shulchan is the lechem ha-panim, and the lechem ha-panim was the bread where even though they ate a very small amount, they still were satisfied because they felt this is the direct hashpah from Hashem. And therefore when they saw the bread, what did they see? They saw an or. An or shining on the bread. What's the or we just said? Or it corresponds to Hashpah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hashpah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Or. So there was a shining Lechem upon him. The Lechem upon him were a light with the Or. Which Or? The Or, the Menorah that symbolizes the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mashpia. And then when you see the direct Or, when you see the Yudke Vavke, we said before that the Yudke in the Pasuk of Shemesh and Mogin, the Yudke Vavke corresponds to the Shemesh, to the sun, and the sun is that which gives light, or. So therefore, that's the Yudke Vodke. So therefore, when he saw the Lechem upon him, he saw the Pi Hashem, he saw the Pi Avaya. And it was so clear to him in the Beis HaMikdash that in fact the Lechem upon him was bright. Because the Or of the Menorah was shining on the Lechem upon him. And therefore that means that the Or Hashem was so clear that it's enough just to eat a tiny bit to appreciate and to feel this Pi Hashem. Nothing was hidden from them. It was such a small coat. The external factors over here were so small, it was so minimal. Be'ikah, what showed was the Or inside. And the Nartik was powerless against this Or. And therefore when they saw the Pi Hashem, it was enough to eat a tiny bit. That was the Menorah connected to the Shulchan. That's what it resembles there. Direct or the Hashkocha from about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that shines. Oh. With that, we're ready to land and to move back onto the Parshas HaShavua. Beginning of course in Parshas Vayeshev. Even though today is Parshas Vayigash, but we're starting from Vayeshev to get to Parshas Nikit. Okay. Mitzrayim is the opposite of all this, because there's no rain in Mitzrayim, which means that there is completely hidden that the Hashkocha and the Hashpah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzrayim has the Nile. We have our own. We are the Makor. Pari says he is the Makor. Like it says in Yecheskel, in Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Gimel, that Paray says, Li Ya'or Yasi Sani, I made the Or Ya'or. These canals are all man-made. Which means that Mitzrayim say that they make the Hashpah, they have their own Makar of the Hashpah. Do you know what Rashi says in that Pasuk in Yecheskel? Says Rashi, on Li Ya'or Yasi Sani, listen to these beautiful words and how it fits into what we're saying. Eini, Paray is saying, Eini tzarech lel yoinim. I don't need the el yoinim. Ki yor shali must be called tzarkai. Because my yor, I am the makar. And therefore we know that later on in Shmois, says the Medrash on the Pasuk, Lechel Paray baboyke hine yoytze ameima. And you all know the reason why Paray used to go every morning for a swim in the River Nile. Because Paray made himself a God, and he doesn't, therefore he doesn't need to be excused, and therefore he used to go into the Nile every morning to hide that he's a human being. So which means he used the Nile to make himself into a God, because the Nile enabled him to say that I am the Makar of all Hashpahs. So therefore Mitzrayim, there's no light whatsoever, there's no Yudke Vodke. Mitzrayim is a country that's only Nartik. It's only covered, it's all Choshech. Because they feel that they are the Makar, there's no Pi Hashem in everything, it's all man-made, it's all the external factors. And it's beautiful when you read the Pesukim in Shemois, when Moshe Rabbeinu has his first encounter with Paroi. And what does he say to Paroi? Koyama Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Elokei Yisrael, Shalachis Ami, send my people. Do you know what Paroi's answer was? Paroi says, what? Mi Havaya, Mi Yudke Vovke, Asher Esma Bekoyle. Lo yadati es havaya, lo yadati es yutke vovke. Paray knows the Shem Elokim. In these parashas and parashas in the case, he uses the Shem Elokim. Which name doesn't he use? The Shem yutke vovke. The Shem that's the or that's inside the Nartik. The Shemesh. Paray de, the Hashtocha comes from the Hashvah, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's yutke vovke, the Pi Hashem. Paray says, lo yadati es Hashem, I don't know that. I am the Makor Hashvah. Does the Shem Elokim? Yes. Because the Shem Elokim enables me to make myself into a God. Because it's a narrative that hides the Yudke Vovke. That's Paro's reaction. That's Mitzrayim. And therefore we know that Mitzrayim, if the Hashpah, if the Lechem upon him was light, because the Pi Hashem is the Or, the Hashpah, the Or inside, so then it's only appropriate that Mitzrayim is the opposite of light, it's Kuloi Choshech. And where do we see that Mitzrayim was Kulei Choshech? What were the final touches before destroying Mitzrayim? Three Makkas. Arba, Choshech, and Makkas B'choyroes. And what was the Makkah of Arba? V'chisos ein ha'oretz v'loi yuchal lirois es ha'oretz. A form of Choshech. And then came Choshech, and then came Makkas B'choyroes. V'chatzi ha'layla. Mitzrayim corresponds to the world of Kuloi Choshech. That's why Mitzrayim is called Meitzar Mitzrayim as well. Because the Or, we said, why is the Hashpah called Or? Because it's Or, just like a candle. There's Ein Sof amount of Hashpahs, Ein Sof amount of candles that you can light from one candle. That's why the Hashpah from Hashem is called the Or Ein Sof. Mitzrayim doesn't know what you're talking about. And therefore Mitzrayim is Meitzar. Meitzar means there's a Gvul. There's a limit. It's not Ein Sof, it's the opposite of Ein Sof. It's Meitzar, has its limits. It's closed off from direct Hashpah. They don't recognize any Hashpah from coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the Nile. And therefore we can understand the revolution that Yosef is about to make in Mitzrayim. We won't have time to finish it today. We'll have to continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. But the revolution that Yosef is going to have to make in Mitzrayim is that Yosef is going to have to come and break through with the same Yutke Vovke in Mitzrayim. Yosef is going to have to show to break through all the middle factors, all the external factors that disturb the Hashpah that comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef HaTzadik is going to do away with them, and Yosef HaTzadik is going to reveal in Mitzrayim with shame the same Yutke Vovke. He's going to reveal the Or in Mitzrayim. He's going to reveal that everything comes a direct Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Yosef's Avoida in Mitzrayim. And why was Yosef chosen to do that Avoida in Mitzrayim? Because we discussed this last week or 2 weeks ago, that Yosef HaTzadik is the Midas HaYesod, and the Midas HaYesod is the Midah of haspa, that's maspia. And therefore we know that which middle is the middle of Yisod. Gdula, Cha Hashem Agdula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach Hoid, and Yisod. Yisod is the sixth midah, and therefore Yosef is gematria six times Yudkei Vovkei, because it's the sixth midah, and the sixth, and Yosef brings down the direct hashpah from the Yudkei Vovkei, and because he's the sixth midah, six times Yudkei Vovkei is the gematria of Yosef. So Yosef is going to bring down that hashpah of the Yudkei Vovkei, and he's going to be mashpia that in Mitzrayim, and he's going to burst through and break the darkness that prevails in Mitzrayim, and is going to bring the unbelievable blind light of the Shemesh without the Narutik in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is now Kulei Narutik. He also is going to bring the Aspa of the Yudkei Vovkei, the Shemesh, to burst through in Mitzrayim, and therefore he's going to be the one who's going to feed Mitzrayim. But through him feeding Mitzrayim, it's going to be Nizgale that the Aspa comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're going to see Be'ez HaShem Yisborach in tomorrow's Shir.